It's a warm fall afternoon in Montrose County outside of the town of Olathe. Along a quiet road away from the main highway and surrounded by farmland is Haven House. It's a transitional housing program that helps homeless families become self-sufficient. Rose Verheel is the executive director of the nonprofit.
So the families come here who are down on their luck. Our specialty is actually reunification of parents with their children.
Verheel says most of the clients who end up at Haven House come through Child Protective Services, or CPS, in Mesa, Montrose, and Delta counties.
Families come in here and work on a sober living and work on safety plans and what needs to be done in order to get their children back.
If a family is in danger of losing their children because they're homeless, they can come to Haven House if there's room. Verheel also says if parents have already lost custody, the organization helps them through the courts and social welfare system to get their kids back. However, in order to stay at Haven House, residents have to follow the rules.
You can't drink, you know, you can't do drugs, you have to be home by a certain time.
Prospective residents need to pass a background check and drug test. Haven House also does random drug screenings. But in addition to the strict rules, Verheel says the program offers something residents may have not felt for a while.
So our families come in, and the first thing our goal is to let them know they're loved, they're safe, and they have a warm place to lay their head.
Then clients meet with a case manager.
And our case manager, the first time, will sit in there and we'll talk about goals and what needs to be done. Do you have enough food? Do you have what you need to just survive? And if they don't, then we start sending them to all of our resources. You know, they may have to go to TANF, they may have to go to the workforce, whatever it may be. And every week they meet with a case manager and these goals have to be met.
Verheel says Haven House sets those who complete the program up for real-world success.
By the time they graduate, they'll have a car, they have their job, and after 90 days, their fees go up here, and that goes into a direct savings account. So when they graduate, they have first and last month, they have their deposit ready to go, so that when they leave here, they are set up for success.
Haven House is a faith-based nonprofit modeled after Joshua Station, a transitional living program in Denver. Verheel says religious activities are offered, but participation isn't required. Participants pay 20% of the cost of the program. Often outside organizations cover that until residents get a job. Most of the funding for the program comes from private individuals or foundations. 10% is from government sources. Montrose County Commissioner Sue Hansen says the county provides some financial support to the program.
We have a high opinion of Haven House. They are really looking for folks that are really motivated to work toward a better life and to be able to support themselves. We really resonate with that philosophy, and so we have actually been very impressed with what they've been able to do.
Brandy is a single mother with four sons. She's lived at Haven House with her family for the past year and a half. She says she struggled with drug addiction.
We all fall on hard times, and they're there to pick you up and make you become self-sufficient.
Brandy's time is almost up at Haven House. She's making progress. She recently started a job as a caregiver and is working on buying a car. She's also taking online classes.
I am in school to become a pharmacy tech, so medical field is what I want to be in.
People can live at Haven House for up to 2 years. Families receive a private furnished living space. In total, there are 30 suites. The facility is at capacity. It's been that way for the past 2 years. There's a waiting list to get in. The program also used to serve singles, but doesn't have the ability to do so anymore. Its focus is now on families. Montrose County doesn't have another transitional living program. Executive Director Rose Verheel says the COVID-19 pandemic has changed operations at Haven House.
Our families were pretty much in a semi-lockdown. Other than going out for essentials and working, everybody is home to try and keep the 70 people that I have in my house safe.
More than 20 children at Haven House are now doing remote learning.
I have children from kindergarten through a junior in high school. So I have 2 full-time educators and 2 part-time aides. So we're making sure they're getting the one-on-one, we're doing progress monitoring, everything that a normal school would do, they're just getting it here on a much smaller scale.
Verheel says the virus has additional impacts on the nonprofit.
I've lost, you know, most of my volunteers because they can't come in because of the lockdown and, you know, the chance of bringing in COVID, or they're being afraid that COVID may be in the house.
She says the program also stopped offering most of their in-person enrichment classes, so residents are taking them online. Despite these drawbacks, Haven House is expanding. They are building a daycare center on an adjacent half acre of donated land. And they plan to add 8 new living suites and additional child care facilities in the near future. Since 2011, more than 800 people and families have enrolled in the Transitional Living Program. More than 370 have successfully completed it. While getting anyone off the streets or reuniting any family can be seen as positive, their success rate is less than 50% over the past decade, and Haven House admits their program is not for everyone. The organization says some people can't stay drug-free or sober or follow the strict rules. Others don't want to take mandatory classes such as parenting and budgeting. But the program boasts a 72% success rate if clients make it past the first 90 days. Those first 3 months, officials say, are the most challenging. And even if someone quits the program, they can reapply after 30 days. Success rates for transitional housing programs vary depending on factors such as population served, location, and requirements from participants. Haven House says it tracks the progress of those who graduate with occasional phone calls to ask about employment, housing, transportation, family welfare, and invite them to events. The organization says if an alumni family is struggling, they offer to help in any way they can. Knowing she had to deal with her drug problem, Brandy moved from Nevada to Colorado to start a fresh life. She has nothing but praise for the program.
My kids have never had a sober mom until here. So it's made the biggest difference with my kids.
For KVNF News, I'm Laura Palmisano reporting from Olathe.